then instantly again shouted with joyful eagerness, but no, the name of the Lord of hosts be blessed. He is on foot again, and fights as if there were 20 men's strength in his single arm. His sword is broken. He snatches an axe from a yeoman. He presses Front de Boeuf, blow on blow. The giant stoops and totters like an oak under the steel of the woodman. He falls. He falls.
Front de Boeuf, exclaimed Ivanhoe.
Front de Boeuf, answered the Jewess. His men rush to the rescue, headed by the haughty Templar. Their united force compels the champion to pause. They drag Front de Boeuf within the walls.
The assailants have won the barriers, have they not? Said Ivanhoe.
They have, they have. And they press the besieged hard upon the outer wall. Some plant ladders, some swarm like bees, and endeavor to ascend upon the shoulders of each other. Down go stones, beams, and trunks of trees upon their heads. And as fast as they bear the wounded to the rear, fresh men supply their places in the assault. Great God, hast thou given men thine own image, that it should be thus cruelly defaced by the hands of their brethren?
Think not of that, replied Ivanhoe. This is no time for such thoughts. Who yield? Who push their way?